This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. A new mandate has been issued by the Environmental Protection Agency, requiring users of herbicides to be more proactive in protecting endangered species from pesticide exposure. The EPA herbicide strategy is resulting in changes to herbicide labels as the products are registered or re-registered. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones explains only two commonly used herbicides in South Dakota will carry the new labels in 2026.
The first one being Enlist One, the 2,4-D choline herbicide, and then in Liberty Ultra, so the new glufosinate. This label will also be a part of new herbicides as they're re-registered.
The EPA herbicide strategy assigns points to mitigation relief measures, ranging from 1 through 9, based on region of application, coupled with practices like cover crops, reduced tillage, and record keeping.
Most of South Dakota, just by having a farm in one of these counties, you get 2 points. If you're doing no-till, you get 3 points. If you are doing conservation tillage, there's 2 points. Now, there's other tactics we can use to get greater points, you know, just by writing down the points you have, you get a point. So it's going to be new and maybe a little confusing, but we're already doing a lot of the things we need to do to acquire the points.
Based on location, 6 points will be needed to spray Enlist One, while Liberty Ultra requires 3 points. Jones encourages herbicide applicators to become familiar with these requirements, as additional products will soon be adding this strategy as labels are renewed. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.